The innkeeper remembers. I was bade in Bethlehem, born and brought up here I was, and generally it's a coothy kind of a place. Nobody bothers you, and you get to ken abdy roon about. That's what it was like, until King Herod decided to tax the ordinary folk for mere money. He made a decree that abdy had to ging to their ain toon to pay this taxes, so it meant that there was a lot of folk on the go at the same time. It just so happened that Bethlehem was ane of the toons mentioned, so we a' prepared ourselves for a flood of folk. Now, I ran a kind of establishment for folk can come and bide for a nicht or two, but I'm never run off my feet. It's a slow business. Some folk might say it was an inn, but I just think it is a reef over their heads. Well, just as we expected, they were coming in their droves. Abdy in the place was taking folk and families in, because a lot of them had come a fair distance. It did not take long for my place to fill up. I only had 4 rooms, but folk were desperate and were willing to sleep anyway. Once I got abdy settled, I got awa to my bed. I mind the nicht fine. The moon was shining and the stars were out. In fact, it almost looked like daylight in the streets, because there was this A star that was shining really bright. I was just about to drop off when there was this rapping at the door. I tried to ignore it and to put the pillow over my head, but they wouldna give up. To say that I wasna in the best of humours when I opened the door was an understatement. I was a' ready to gie them hot tongue. A young man was standing on the doorstep, and his pregnant wife was ahin him. It was a sorry tale about nae finding ony way to bide, and his wife's bairn was due ony time. Well, I didna hae ony room in my place for them, and the peer bloke just broke down. What were they gaun to do? She couldna hae the bairn on the street. They wouldna survive. Well, the long and the short o't is that I was fair taen in by this couple and telt them that they could get shelter for the nicht in my stable roond the back. Off they went. Off I went and a' to my bed. But you'll never believe it. Again I was just about out o't when there was the maist half a commotion out in the street. There was singing and shouting. Right, I said, that's it. The pub's out and I've to put up with this racket. I'm going down to sort them out. However, when I get down, folk were gathering in the street. There were shepherds, some of the toons folk, some of the visitors, as half a fancy folk for said they were kings. They all seemed half a pleased with themselves. Roon the back, they a' shouted. Roon the back, I said. There's nothing there but my stable. What are you on about? So I gaed roon the back. A hullock of folk were there. And in the middle of them was the young quine for had been at my door earlier. She hid her bairn, and everybody there was worshipping him, because he was the Lord's son. The Lord's son, born in my stable. I never let anybody ever use that stable again. I just wanted to keep it the way it was that nicht. The nicht when the Lord's son was born in Bethlehem in Judea.